Hello, everybody's ready, right? Okay. Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the August 22nd special meeting of the Jefferson County Board of Education. The purpose of this meeting includes discussions that may lead to the appointment of an individual to the vacancy in Board Member District 4, pursuant to KRS 160.190 and Board Policy 01.3. Before we move on, I have asked our general counsel to kind of give us an overview of where we are with the process so that everyone can hear. And at this time, I would turn it over to Kevin Brown, our general counsel.
As I stated, on Tuesday night, we're in the applicant review process, and the board is authorized to go into closed session because this relates to the appointment of a member. And obviously, the deadline is September 14th, as has been stated, and so the board must make an appointment prior to September 14th. It looks like we're on track to do just that.
Okay, thank you very much. The board will now conduct a closed session as permitted by KRS 61.8101F of the Open Meetings Act for the purpose of discussions that may lead to the appointment of an individual to the vacancy in Board Member District 4. Is there a motion? Board Member Duncan and second by Board Member Craig. All those in favor, raise your hands. It's unanimous. And at this time, we will adjourn to the executive session, which is closed, and we will go upstairs. Thank you. The Board of Education met in executive session for the purpose of discussions that may lead to the appointment of an individual to the vacancy in Board Member District 4, and no action was taken in closed session. Before we move on, I would like to share thoughts of the board. This board is incredibly impressed with the quality of the candidates who applied to fill the vacancy in District 4. The board is particularly impressed with the five candidates the board interviewed on Tuesday, August 20th. Through discussions on Tuesday and this evening, a consensus emerged that two candidates stood out. This is an incredibly difficult decision, as both Joe Marshall and Shamika Parrish Wright would be fantastic additions to the Board of Education. Ultimately, voters in District 4 will decide who will fill the seat in the November election. At this time, we will now consider a motion pursuant to KRS 160.190 and Board Policy 01.3 for the appointment of an individual to fill the vacancy in Board Member District 4. Is there a motion? Board Member Shull.
Pursuant to the authority granted to the board under KRS 160.190, I make a motion that the Jefferson County Board of Education appoint Mr. Joe Marshall to the vacancy in Board Member District Number 4.
Thank you. Is there a second to the motion? Board Member Duncan, and then I would like to defer to our general counsel, who will give us some additional information before I call for the vote.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As counsel to the board, I have reviewed the application materials of Mr. Joseph L. Marshall. Mr. Marshall submitted his county clerk certification as required under KRS 160.180, and the Jefferson County clerk has certified that Mr. Joseph C. Marshall is a registered voter within the 4th Jefferson County School District. And that certification was signed by a deputy clerk on July 31st. Mr. Marshall provided his 12th grade transcript as required by Kentucky law. Mr. Marshall's application affirms that he is above the age 24 as required by Kentucky law. Mr. Marshall's application affirms that he does not hold elective office, that he does not have a relative employed by the Jefferson County Public Schools, that he is not interested in the sale of goods and services to the Jefferson County Public Schools, and he has not been removed from local board membership. All characteristics that are required cannot be satisfied in order to be qualified. His application was also filed by 4:30 p.m. on July 31st. Mr. Marshall's application is in order and meets the qualifications required by KRS 160.180.
Okay, thank you very much. So we now have a motion and a second. At this time, I will call for the vote. All those in favor of Joe Marshall to fill this seat at this time, please acknowledge by raising your hand. It's unanimous. Thank you very much. There are some additional things we're going to talk about as it pertains to, I guess I should have said it's unanimous, so there are no nay votes. So we all agree. So thank you. Some other conversation about the discussion of the timeline for onboarding and swearing in of the new board member. It is our hope to spend some time with our new board member and go through an onboarding process. If possible, the swearing in will occur before our next board meeting on Tuesday. If we are able to accomplish that, Mr. Marshall will join us on the board next Tuesday. Before I call for the adjournment, there are some other comments that I would like to say. First of all, I would like to thank this board for their work and their dedication to completing this task. I have been corrected to say tonight that we are the third district that has had the opportunity to fill a vacancy as it pertains to school board membership. I also want to take an opportunity to thank our general counsel and his assistants for the time and guidance that he continues to give us in our work every day. It is important that JCPS does it right, and he is there to lead us with that. Also, we have spent 9 hours just meeting to talk about this. That does not include any of the additional time that we have spent at home or in our office reviewing applications and the personal time reviewing the emails that we have gotten. So because of that, I am very proud to serve on this board with this board membership for the hard work that we have been able to do along the way. Having said that, are there any other comments from the board members before I call for the adjournment? So at this time, it looks like it's close to 7:40. Is that right? Is that the start right time, 7:40?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. At this time, is there a motion to adjourn the August 22nd special meeting of the Board of Education? Board Member Craig, seconded by Board Member Brady. All those in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you, and that completes our session for this evening. We will meet again on Tuesday night at Van Hoos. Thank you.